USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Social media app Parler is suing Amazon after it was removed from Amazon's cloud services. The suit calls Amazon's move anti-competitive and motivated by politics. The company is asking for a temporary order keeping Amazon from closing Parler's account. The app was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the tech giants accusing the app of allowing posts inciting violence and allowing users to plan last week's unrest at the Capitol. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Matzie tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many hurdles.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem, we'll call up a new vendor, right? We call up the vendor, we're all good to go, and then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day, and hopefully soon.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.